Welcome, everyone. I was away a long weekend somewhere, and I davened in a shul on Shabbos where the rabbi spoke. And for this alone, it was kedai to come, although I learned a lot of things going away where I went. But here's one thing where this rabbi said something phenomenal that I want to share with everyone here that really pertains in a very positive way to everyone, a lesson to be learned. He was talking about Avram when he was trying to save Stein. And as he's talking, it's sort of at the tail end, and he sort of most likely had a feeling that he wasn't going to be able to save them. And he said this line. He said, "Hini na hayalti ledaber al Hashem, v'anochi ofer ve'efer." I am beginning to talk to Hashem again, and I am ofer ve'efer. I am dust and ashes. The Chassam Sefer brings down, he says, that Avram at this point sort of sensed that his tefillahs would not be accepted pertaining to Sodom. And he wanted to excuse himself to some degree. And he told Hashem as follows: "You Baruch Hashem, you gave me kaychais. I was able to bring so many people back to recognize Hashem, to recognize you, to remove themselves from idols and recognize Hashem is the creator and he's good and he's kind. And he influenced a lot of people, but Sodom he wasn't successful in reaching. And why not? Banochi ofer ve'efer." He was telling Hashem, if he would have created me greater with a higher neshama, with greater abilities, I would have been able to perhaps change Sodom as well, that they should mend their ways. But because anochi ofer ve'efer, I was on a lower level, I did not have these abilities, so I was not able to do so. So the Chassam Sefer says that he was like excusing himself from the accountability of being able to save them because he felt he lacked that ability. Rabbi went a little further and said, perhaps you can also say that I wasn't just trying to excuse himself, but this was a very argument that he would use to help save Sodom by saying as follows, by saying, look, if I would have been a better person, if I would have been greater, I would have been able to turn them around. I would be able to reach their hearts and they would have done tshuva and they would have moved away from their evil ways. And the only reason they did not do this is because va'anochi ofer ve'efer. I'm just dust, I'm just ashes. I didn't have the ability to do that. But if I would have had the ability, they would have been saved. They would do tshuva. And that itself was a bakasha to please save them because it's my fault, not their fault. Then the rabbi said something that is really the most profound thing. He said, the Gemara says though, that because of the schus, because of the merit that Avram said, anochi ofer ve'efer, he was zeichet to these two mitzvahs. One is the ofer saita, that's the earth used that was mixed in with the parchment that Hashem's name was erased. If the woman was innocent, that she'll get a bracha from that, and there'll be shalom, restored shalom, that mitzvah of ofer para, because he said ofer, and because of efer, which is ashes, he was zeichet the efer of para aduma, which is purifying someone who was in contact with a dead person, a tahara. So that was the discourse that he said, anochi ofer ve'efer. So the rabbi continued, and he said, this is a big lesson for all of us, especially according to the way Chassam Sefer explained this, where he felt inadequate. If I would have been a greater person, I could have done this, that, and the other thing. And now I'm only offer the Afer and I can't. So he said, look though, with his offer, he got offer Saita, an eternal mitzvah. With Afer, he got Afer Paraduma, which purifies the greatest impurities, and impurifies that too. Which shows you, the rabbi said, that no matter what you think your capabilities are or aren't, everyone has that capacity. Even if they feel they're as inadequate as Ofer ve'efer, that they could accomplish tremendous things. They could do tremendous things. They could serve Hashem in the most unbelievable ways, and they could accomplish beyond what you could think you could accomplish. This is more or less the crux of what this rabbi said Shabbos. And later we're going to review a book by Rav Rom Twersky called I Gotta Get Out of My Way down the road. And he explains this concept of the negative aspects of thinking you're anechi off of the eifer, that you just dust and ashes. If you're thinking along those lines because you realize that you're nothing without Hashem giving it to you, but you recognize it all comes from Hashem, then indeed that's a healthy aspect of self-esteem, because you're saying, I'm grateful for what He is giving me, and I'll find, like the rabbi said, I'll find mitzvahs even here, eifer paraduma, afer saita, then it's not inferiority. You're using Hashem's, what He's gifting you, even if it seems like it's modest, and you're using it to serve Hashem. But what happens, though, if you literally believe that you're intrinsically that low? Rotorsky, I was surprised, I'm doing research for further shiurim, that he was already in his 50s, most likely. You know, he wrote this book when he was in his 80s, but when he was in his 50s, he said that he suffered from extreme low self-esteem for over 30 years, even though he was outwardly extremely, extremely successful. And to admit that in a book, it blew my mind that he actually admitted it and acknowledged it in a very, very open way, not in just this book, in other books, and he couldn't figure it out. He said, you know, at that point, he was already very, very well established. He graduated high school at 16, received smicha at 21, graduated medical school with high honors at 29, served as assistant rabbi during medical school, board certified in psychiatry, wrote many books. There was no logical reason for him to feel that way. And yet that's how he felt. And he said the following. He said that he came across a Torah from Rav Simcha Zisal Kelm that he said like this. In Tehillim it says, we say this in Hallel, Dochei dechisani linpoil, Vashem azarani. They pushed me hard. Dochei dechisani linpoil means they pushed me hard that I may fall, but Vashem azarani, Hashem saved me. Simcha Zisal says fascinating. There's a double expression, Dochei dechisani. The word Dochei is a noun. It's a noun, not a verb. Dochei means there is within a person a dochei, something that's pushing him down, pushing him to crush him. And the chisani, that's pushing him down, but Vashem azarani. The idea behind this is that the goal of the Yetzihara is to make the person non-functional. And when you view yourself as inferior or as inadequate or as unworthy, then it's basically he got you, because the Yetzirah could try to get a person to eat treif. He's not going to, it's usher. To be Mechal Shabbos, he's not going to do that. But first he tells him, basically, you're a failure, you can't succeed, you're unlikable, you're damaged goods, and then you're defenseless, and then you end up spiraling all the way down. And when Rabbi Twersky realized this, he said, this Zvart and this what he said, he realized that it's very simple. All the negative feelings that he had was the result of that Yetzihara trying to disable him. And unfortunately, like it says, the greater the person is, the greater his Yetzihara is. Very often, these people that are plagued by this are extremely gifted and talented and good, wonderful people. And they believe they're nothing, or they believe they're damaged goods, or they believe that they're totally closed off from any possible way of changing their life in any major way. And the deep root of it is that low self-esteem, as irrational as it may be. And it's very rational to them. That's the most amazing thing. This is the idea. The Vanechi off of the Efer, you could say that fine and well. But even the off of the Efer is tremendous. You connect with Hashem that way. So just like I was thinking as I was reading this, that Rav Twersky, as functional as he was and as high level as he was, suffered severely from this, even 30 years in, which means he's maybe 50 or whatever it is. So certainly everyone listening that's 50 or younger than 50 or whatever it is, could change their outlook on this. and recognize, yes, you have this concept of being careful, not being arrogant, to become boastful. You have the opposite side of it. You know, you think you're an emperor or something. You think you're great. Okay, you have that part of it. That's a delusion on one side, but this is an equally serious delusion. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. I can't accomplish, and you're blinded from yourself. Dochei dechisani limpol, but v'Hashem azarani. And this is a big lesson that needs to be learned by everybody, because it's holding a lot of people back in life. One realizes that this is simply the Yetzer Hara. You make a mistake, even you made major mistakes, you screw up, you did whatever you did, you think you're who knows what, you have a path of correction, you work through it, that you do. But to define yourself that way, that everything is lost and you can't move forward because of that, that is the Yetzer Hara disabling you. Trying to disable you from growing and from being the person you want to be. Every person experiences this. If they recognize deep in themselves, they'll recognize it in and of themselves. And they have to be careful, very, very careful, to avoid this, to fight it, and do everything you can to see where your gifts are and to use it the right way. Because why? Not because of arrogance, because Hashem wants something from you. He wants you to get past it so you could grow and you could thrive. Bracha v'atzlacha.